The last piece of the Gemara, Runya and Ravina, where Runya is of an Ara Mitzvah to Ravina. Gemara said that there's a halacha of Dina de Bar Mitzvah, where really Ravina has a right to the karka, because he's a Bar Mitzvah, he has a right to purchase the karka. But here, because of a cheshbin that the Gemara calls Arba Letzala, Arba Letzalala, so Rav Safra paskins that Ravina has to give it up to Runya. It says, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says that Ravina is right. That Ravina is the Bar Mitzvah, Ravina has a right to the piece of karka. Nevertheless, if you look, Halacha Lamaisa, Runya told Ravina not to do it because of the cheshbin of Arba Letzala, Arba Letzalala. So Rashi learns that it means Runya was poor, and Ravina has to give to Runya was poor. So Taisya Sakasha Rashi, Ha'im Arach bin Bedin. And in Torah, we don't look if someone's an Ani or an Ashir. Ha'im Arach bin Bedin. So why should Runya why should Runya get the karka? So last week I mentioned to you the cheshbon that we're talking here dafka by Dina de Bar Mitzvah. The whole halacha of Dina de Bar Mitzvah in the first place is al tasisa vayoshev atayev. The whole halacha is lifnei mishuras hadin. It's really something that's not really halacha. Is I can sell to whoever I want. Because of Asisa v'yashav ha'toyf, Chazal made a halacha of Dina de Bar Mitzvah. So in a halacha, where the whole halacha starts with a halacha, with a din of Asisa v'yashav ha'toyf, so the halacha can, so then an usher has to give in to an ani. Because the whole reason the ani has to give it to him, Runya who bought it, why does he have to give it to him? Only as yashav ha'toyf. So Mamela, in such a case, it's Asyasha Vatayev, we tell the Ashir, it's worth more to the Ani than it's worth to you, and Mamela, you give it up. The Rizpa brings from here a Chiddush Lahalacha, that Bezdin is Kaifa on Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. Because really, what Ravina was doing here was definitely Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that if he's a poor person, you give it to him. The Gemara doesn't say such a halacha. And still, Rav Safra told Ravina that he should give it up. So the Ritzpa says that from here we see that Kaifin on Lefnei Mishuras Hadin, that Bezdin forces a person to do Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. And the Ramah, in Chasher Mishpat, Simin Yud Beis, Sif Beis, brings down two shitas. He brings down the first shita that ain't Bezdin Kaifin on Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. At times Bezdin tells somebody to do more than he has to, but ain't Bezdin Kaifin. He brings a Yesh Chalkin that Bezdin is Kaifin on Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. And Yisrei Tshuva says Kainayagim. That the minig is, like the Ritzpa, that just like Rav Safra forced Ravina, the safety forced him, he didn't beat him up, but he was kaif of the dvarim. He told him that you had your mechuyev to give it up. So the same thing, Bezdin is kaifa on a psak din of Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. Now this din of Asisa Yashav HaTayv of Lefnei Mishuras Hadin, we find a few places. It's extremely difficult to know when do you say kaifan al Lefnei Mishuras Hadin and when you say you don't say kaifan al Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. It's the gather of this inyan is very hard. When do you tell somebody give in even though you win? When do you tell somebody you don't give in? It's very hard to know a gather. There's a Ramban on the Pasuk Asisa Yashav HaTayv. I think it's in Parshas Vaschanan. On Asisa Yashav HaTayv, he says the Torah couldn't be mitzaveh on every single prat of halacha l'maisa. Torah couldn't write volumes and volumes in every single case. So Torah puts one kolistik mechiyuv asisa yashav atayz that a dinei mamin a person should do a little more things that even it's nashuras hadin things that are yashav atayz. Geder is very, very hard. I was once flying to Cleveland for a chasna, and I was going with Rav Chaim Cohen and with Rav Dov Schwartzman from Lakewood East. So we were talking. So we got to talking about a certain case, not the guy right now. So Rav Chaim Cohen said, "Let's see Yashar HaTayyid yesterday." So I told him, but it doesn't say anywhere in halacha this case is the case of a Sisi Yashar HaTayyid. He said to Ramban. Ramban says, then it doesn't say. So I asked him then, would you say the same thing if I dig a bar b'shusha rabin and a keli, a car, gets hurt, broken in the bar, and potter out shovel or yadam chamar v'lay kelim? So you think I'm chayiv to pay because of Sisi Yashar HaTayyid? So he thought about it for a minute. He said, yeah, it's logical that Bar B'Shus HaRavim should pay for Kalim. And then maybe you should pay. That's what the Ramban is saying. So Rav Schwartzman didn't like that. When he heard that, he said, what? We learned, we spent all our time learning that Bar is Pater on Kalim and Eish is Pater on Tavon and all these Piturim. And, you know, if you borrow something and buy Lovima, you're Pater. So all these things that are chukei hatayra, so you're going to abolish all of them. So something of an argument. And the truth is, the geder of asisa yashav atayv is something that needs a clarkite. When do you say how you say asisa yashav atayv? And if you hold bezdin kaifin al zeh,
that's just very tiny. Rabbi Yosef is by grumbler. He says that's not being talked about. It's shemayim atayv.
But that says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says beferish that a grumbler is part of bidei yadam achayv in shemayim. But some that says beferish, I understand. Some that doesn't say, it's very, very hard to know when you say Sisi Yashar HaTayyid and when you don't. Now there are a couple of cases that are Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Reish Nun Tes, it says that if you find an Aveda in a city that's right vacuum, you find an Aveda in hand, and it has a Jew's name on it. It has a name, his address, and his phone number. So what's the halacha? You find an aveda in New York, in a place that's Rav Gayim. You're allowed to keep it. Somebody lives in a aveda, a place that's Rav Akum, so we assume he's Miyayish. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that Afal Pikei, you should do Lifnim Mishur Sadin, and you should return it. What? That's something else. That's if you return it, and he says there was more money in the wallet, and you said it was less, so there's a takana for a meshav aveda that is not yinanamayitavitza. No, it doesn't say you should return. No, it doesn't say such a thing. It doesn't say you should return it because of it. It just says that he can't be tevei you. Meshav aveda, he can't be tevei as he did. More than that, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in the same simon, Hamatzel Mizute Shalyam, Pihari, if somebody saves something from a flood, or a place where the Bederach HaTeva is going to be lost, it's also Hariya Ushalai, it's also Halacha Psuka in Chayshu Mishpat, and Vayit, it says in Halacha that a person should return it.
Why can't you say the same thing about Bart?
Same thing about what?
That's
kind of that. So, what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to tell you is, there are three or four things that are in halacha: Naveda, Zutei Shalyam, Bar Metzra. These are halachas that say Beferish Shulchan Aruch that either kaifin or ain't kaifin, but that the psak is do lifnim mishur hadin. Is a fourth, the halacha that you have something to sell. And there's a Talmud Chacham and a Amo Aretz that are both want to buy it. And they're both willing to pay the same price. So also the halach is, you give it to the Talmud Chacham. He has Kedima. And the Rambam says that's also on the Sisa V'Yashav HaTayv. So these are four cases. It could be I'm missing more. But the two Reish Nun Tes, the Aveda and the Zutei Shalyam. And Bar Metzra, we have an Asugya. And selling to the Talmud Chacham first. Which it says, "Beferish of Halacha, Sisa Yashav HaTayv." What's interesting is the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Shechinim, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Hey, he says, Dina de Bar Metzah is after Sisa Yashav HaTayv, selling to a Talmid Chacham, a Sisa Yashav HaTayv, selling to a relative ahead of a non-relative, is a Sisa Yashav HaTayv. He says, like Tzivu Chachamim, but Abazel, like Derech Chassidus, Tamachachim, it says, Al-Sisa Yashav HaTayv. I don't think it could be, it does. I think not, because I think it's brought down at the Rambams. In fact, Tamachachim is Kaidim, it says in the Gemara. But the doubts of Sisa Yashav HaTayv, they attribute to the Rambam. On that, the Magid Mishnah says, he explains it. He says, Inyan din bar metzrahu, Shetar Seinu Atmima, Nitna betikun midas ha'adam hu b'hanagasai v'aylam klolim ba'amiras kedoshim to you. It's given with the rules of kedoshim to you. Akavala k'mosh amru chazal kadesh atzuma v'mutalach shalei eshotef achar ha'tayvus chen amru asisa yashav ha'tayv akavala shisnai ba'anhag ha'tayv av yishara and b'nei adam v'loi haya roi b'chol zeh letzaveis pratim. If you want to tell somebody, act, l'fnim mishuras hadin, you can't command them the pratim. Afisha mitzvah satayra, him b'chol eisu b'chol zmanu b'chol inyin. U'behech rechayiv lasis kain. U'mida sa'adav ha'negosai mischalefes l'fi hazman v'ishim. So certain parts of a sisi asher type could change depending on circumstances. V'chazal kosu k'tsas pratim v'ilim naiflim tachas klolam eilim. Chazal wrote a few pratim that are a sisi asher type. Mehem shasu aysam din gamur, mehem lechat chila v'derech hasidus, v'koyal medivreim zal, v'zeh amruch aviv in divrei doidim yoysim yenish al tayr, v'shem tev dechem yoyim. The Lashon here, it seems to bother the Magid Mishnah, why certain things it says, asisi yashar tayr, and certain things not. So he says, asisi yashar tayr is a general rule, and Chazal made a few as an example for it, and everything else he's supposed to understand from yourself how to behave. So it's not a Magid Mishnah type Lashon, it sounds more like a Musa Sefer type Lashon. But he seems to say that the Agadarim, now if you're going to say Kaifin al-Asisa v'yashar ha'tayv like the mitzvah, it can't be that it includes things like paying on Kalim Babar, because you can't be Kaif on such a thing. Very, very hard.
So, that's
right. I was supposed to figure that out. That's part of the question. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Reish Nun Tes that Asisa Yashav HaTayv is B'maka in She'en Chsarim Min HaKis. Well, you don't have to take money out of your pocket to do it. So that's a gather of Asisa Vayashav HaTayv. He says, what is it? Bar Metzra. What's Bar Metzra? Bar Metzra is, I bought the field from you, but the neighbor wants it, so I have to give it to the neighbor. I don't give it to the neighbor for free. I give it to the neighbor, he gives me back the money. I bought it. The neighbor has first rights to it. So I give it to him, and he gives me my money back. It's not Chesar Min HaKis.
Couldn't get a higher price?
What?
Couldn't get a higher price from somebody else?
Even if I could have, but Lamaisa, I'm not losing. Today, well, the person selling, if he could get a higher price, he's allowed to. There's no bar mitzvah, he can get a higher price. But it means the person selling sold it to Reuven. You tell Reuven, you shouldn't have bought it. You should have let the neighbor buy it for the same price. So he gets his money back. So there's no chsor from the kiss. He says the same thing by an aveda. He says by aveda and zute shoyam. He said, it's true that once I got it and have to give it up, I'm losing it. But I don't have less than I started with. When I went and I found it, Chazal said, when you find it, you should pick it up with a plan to return it. So, what happens? Well, for sure you don't have to give it. If you buy something at Zuta Shilyam, you don't have to give it up. Not only that, if you buy Geneva,
they told me that they turned up to the Yashma Tai because it was a question.
He didn't pay for it, he took it.
He bought it,
he's entitled to his money back. What says in Shulchan Aruch is the following. What says in Shulchan Aruch is that if someone stole something, a ganav steals something, and you go and buy it from the ganav, so if you buy it from the ganav, you know it's stolen, it's talking. The plan, if you're buying it from the ganav in order to return it, it's entitled to your money back. But otherwise, you shouldn't buy from a ganav if you don't plan to return it. If you buy from a ganav with the plan to return it, you get your money back. If you buy from a ganav with a plan to keep it, Chazal counseled you that you don't get your money back. Now, I don't know that ma'isa, but if someone buys from a ganav with a plan to keep it, so he doesn't get his money back. But that's not to show. Yeah. What? Whatever the case was, you have to look the psak din. This time you read it somewhere. So you have to know. But that's the klal of Shulchan Aruch. And once there was a guy outside. I was leaving yeshiva after second seder. A guy with a big bag of Jewish tapes and CDs and DVDs. So he came over to me. I was walking with a friar. He asked me if I want to buy. He says, you know, he has it cheap. So I look into the bag. So there were a lot of what was then current CDs. A lot of different ones and a few of each, but they were all from Yerach Me'el Begun. So he understood this sheikh had stolen it, obviously. You know, he didn't inherit from the Zayda. You know, it wasn't the Chazan, what's his name, you know, from 100 years ago. So I told the guy, these are not worth anything. No one's interested in these anymore. They're not worth anything. So the guy says, oh, come on, it's got to be worth something. It's worth something. I could erase the tapes and use the tapes. I told him, I forgot what I told him. Give you $2 for it, $3 for it. I don't remember. So he took from me $2 or $3 from it. And I gave it to Ephraim and he called up Yerach Me'el Begun. And Taka, I think his car was stolen or something was stolen with it. And then I don't think I ever got my $2 back though. Entitled. But so I returned it to him. It was worth a lot of money. But if I would have bought it to keep, so then I'm not entitled to my money back. You're not allowed to buy it to keep. You're not allowed to keep it. If you buy it from somebody who knows a ganav, you, Chazal canceled someone. Chazal said, Shua said, don't buy from him. You know he's a guy, the Shua said, then he don't buy. He stole it. What?
If
he stole from a guy, so I'm not sure what the thing is. He stole from a guy. There's no chesor min akis. The Chesuchan says it means you end up the way you were originally. You find an Aveda, technically the son kiss, I found $100, it's my $100. It's got a name in the wallet, and I'm going to return it. So he says, there's no chesor min akis, meaning I'm back to the way I was originally, before the whole story started. But the same thing, the Bar Mitzvah, I bought it, I was all excited, I have a benefit. But now, I'm giving it up, I'm back to the way it was originally.
See?
Steals? No, a gun of a gun of potter is only from Kefa. A gun of a gun of potter. That's the Suzuki Shayam. If you see someone game, you take it, so that's Matzah Mizuki Shayam, Matzah Minagayas. If you take it, if a gun of took it home and you break into his house and steal it, that's a gun of a gun. If something is aimed to be taken by Ganavit, so then that's Matzah Mizuki Shayam. The Shura said, then it's yours. The Shulchan Aruch said that you should give it back. That's the Sisi Yashav Ataiv. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person should give it back. And the Aruch Shulchan has this gather of that it's only when there's no chesor min akis. So it gives us a little bit of a gather. If you go with that gather, then if somebody makes a bar and someone gets his car damaged, for me to pay, I have to take out of my own pocket, so then there's no din of kofinal on the Shura Sadin. Oh, but one point I neglected to say. In Reish Nun Tes, the Ramah says that's only if the one who found the Aveda is not an Ani. If the one who found the Aveda is an Ani, the poor person, the Ramah is, and the one, and the, I think the Shachias, the one who lost it is not an Ani. So the one who found it is an Ani. So then he's not mechuyev to us. He say Yashav Atan. He can keep it. Then he could keep it. So I looked there. The Gra doesn't say Chensul Makar, but it sounds like the Makar is this Gemara. Because what's this Gemara? It's a case of Bar Metzra with a Sisa Yashav Atan. And yet we're saying if he's an Ani and you're an Ashir, so you don't have to do a Sisa Yashav Atan. So it seems that that Ramah's Makar should be this Gemara, that the din that you have to do the Luftim Shuris Adin of Bar Metzra or of Hashavas Aveg L'Chaira is limited to cases not like Runyan Ravina. The case of Runyan Ravina, where the person who was being called on to do the Yashav Atay was himself an Ani, so then the Yashav Atay is vakeh. The Yashav Atay is for the other person to give it back to him. What? Pati yourself. Which Meiser? Oh, the Meiser, so that's the Chalapella. I don't know the story of Rechaim Kanievsky's thing.
Why can't I say that it's
Yashav Atay? I don't know. I told you I don't understand the story. You know, I mentioned to you weeks ago that someone found something and he was really allowed to keep it. And he did it for dinner, he returned it. And Rechaim Kanievsky said that he has to give Meiser on what he, on the fact that he found it. So he found whatever, he found more money, the more exciting the story. I don't know how much it was. But the way the story is printed, it was someone collected for his chasana. It was someone with a significant amount of money. And he lost it. And someone found it. The person who found it returned it. And Rechaim said that he has to give 10%. The story's there. That he has to give it back. He has to give 10% to Meiser. So I don't understand something Shulchan Aruch says. You have to give back. Kaifin. And if Bezen forces, Kaifin. Kaifin Bedvarim. But Kaifin, so it's hard to understand. Akapanim, this is the din we learn from here. Avada, the Musa Shabbai, you should understand that a person, usually people only say Asisa Yashav Atayv when they're on the receiving end of Asisa Yashav Atayv. On the giving end, it's not so quick. But Al-Kopanin, Ravina made the mistake. Look, Ravina to Steveya. And when you told him, not when your Safra told him, you're wrong. Against the Nani, the Yashav Atayv is Faker. Okay, let's start the Mishnah. The question is, when Chazal made a takana bar metzra, they made a takana bar metzra gets. Why? Bar metzra has a better benefit. What happens if someone has a smaller additional benefit? Someone has a bigger additional benefit. So I'm not a farmer. I don't know why three sides would be bigger. I guess you plow straight or straight furrows, straight down. I do it both ways. So I don't know why three sides would be more of a benefit than one. But assuming that there's some sort of a benefit being surrounding on three sides over one side, so Ravina held that was enough. He says, no, a small benefit is not enough. If you want to know why in the farming Shabbat it's better to be on three sides than one side, I don't know. But the Avamina was that for a small benefit, we also say Dina Dibar Metzer. Well, I'm assuming there was some additional benefit by being a neighbor on three sides. You could get into the field from three sides, and you get into the field from one side. And so that additional benefit, Ravina held, is also a din of Yashav Atay. And he passed it, no? Okay, the Mishnah comes back to the Kaisel. Before I come to the Mishnah, there's an akuda of the previous Gemara, which is Nekeh here as well. we learned in the previous Sugya, the way the Ramban learns, that there's a din that a Nehemah has to pay. You like it, you don't like it. There's certain gedarim where a Nehemah has to pay, like Yerot HaSad HaChaber Shalai B'Shus. So if you're a Nehemah, you have to pay. The Gemara in Bava Kama asked, it's a Nehemah is only chaser. And the Gemara said it's chaser because he has to make a bigger fence around. It's a chaser. There's a chiddush in that Gemara. And the chiddush I think we'll see here too. Let me explain. By Zeh Nehemah, v'zeloi chaser, I don't have to pay. If I have a hanah and you have no loss, I don't have to pay. Zenehena v'zeh chaser, I do have to pay. What's the case of zenehena v'zeh chaser? In the Gemara's case is typically, you have a chasarin because I had hanah. My hanah gives you a chasarin. Gemara says, if I live in your house, it causes you chasarin of shacharisa d'ashaisa, that the walls get blackened if I cook in your house. So your the zenehena v'zeh chaser is you have a chaser that's a result of my nehena. Or if you have an apartment that's for rent, and I live there, so you can't rent it. So zenehena v'zeh chaser, your chasarin is a toilada, it's a direct result of my nehena. I have a na that causes you a small chasarin or a big chasarin, but causes you a chasarin. That's an end of his ethos. Here, for the first time, we have a case, Zenehen of his ethos. So what's my hanah? You put up a wall. So now, you put up a wall on three sides. I put up a wall on the fourth side. I'm the hanah that the animals can't get in. So the Gemara says, that's called Zenehen of his ethos. Why? Because Atkarabtali hakefi yisera, because you have to make it a either a bigger hekif or an additional wall. That additional wall is not the result of my hanah. My hanah is when I put up a fourth wall. Call the man, there were three walls. I didn't have hanah. But you already had your chasarin. The kefi yisera that you did regardless of my hanah. My hanah doesn't cause you the chasarin. Here, you have that zenehen of zechasa is even when your chasarin is not a result of my hanah, that's still called zenehen of zechasa, and still the hen is mechuyif to pay. That we see from that previous case in the Gemara, and we're going to see it again now. At least the way it says it in the Mishnah. What? So it's interesting, but that's not what the Gemara's tenets is. The Gemara asks, Zenehen is a chaser. And the Gemara asks, that grabbed to Leah Kefi Yisera. So according to Tysus, Tysus brings this as a riot to him. That the Kefi Yisera is the outside wall. According to Rashi, Achari could have told him that you're a chaser because you're building it outside the Gria, even though the Hezekiah here is not, it's only a bika. But Vice says that that's not called chaser. It's not enough of a chaser to pay. The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara says that Gemara to Yekefi Yisera. So it's Vice says in the Gemara that in a bika, the amount of loss from Hezekiah is not considered a chaser. The truth is, even if it was Hezekiah, still you're not nehena for my. I'm not. My nehena is not causing you a chaser. Chaser was there anyway. My nehena putting up a fourth wall didn't cause your chasar. We're going to see the same thing here in the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah. Right. The chasar is the result of the hanah. So here, my putting up a fourth wall is not what caused your chasar, not of Hezekiah, not of Kefi Yisera. That chasar you had even before I put up a fourth wall. I was not in the hen. So you already had the chasarinus of the Kefi Yisera or Hezekiah, and when I put up a fourth wall, I'm in the hen. I didn't change your chasar.
So what's the chasar?
Where? This Mishnah. Yeah. Let's see the Mishnah. The Taisus.
I mean, even in the last, why is it?
So I'm saying this is a chiddush that you say zenehen v'zeh chaser, even when the chasar is not a result of the hanah. That's a tremendous chiddush. If you start thinking about the svar of zenehen v'zeh chaser, you should have to pay. Pashtus, you have to pay Zenehen v'zeh chaser because my hanah is nazik you. So I have to pay. You see that that way. So let's see Taisus first, then we'll try to explain it. Kaisel chatzah shenafel. Mechayv and Isay with Naisay. Now, I think the Mukiyasef Amerks that this whole Mishnah could have been talking about a Kaisel that's supposed to build the first time. It didn't have to pick an example of Kaisel chatzah shenafel that fell down and you're rebuilding it. The rest of the Mishnah, Arabah, has nothing to do If it's the first wall or a second wall, it's the same din, the rest of the Mishnah. Right? If it's Becheskes he did pay, it's Becheskes he didn't pay. It really has nothing to do with the fact that the wall fell down. It could be the original wall. The Chiddush that why Mukyesa says, Taka, it's a bigger Chiddush that. This is that it's a Chiddush that even though I agreed last time to build a wall that's more than Dalet Amos. So you might think if I agreed once, so now I have to rebuild it, I have to stick with my original agreement. So Kamash Fulan, no, I'm only Mechuyev still to build a wall at Dalet Amos. And what is that? Not only I'm only Mechuyev, but there's no assumption that I paid for more. Even though it's likely that I'm Nicha, because I was Nicha last time we built. Still, there's no assumption that I paid. So that there's no assumption I paid. Gemara says it as a reason for the tzricha.
So
that's the chiddush of this mishnah. Okay, so Kishu Mishnah Talav is Lomayla Eim Mechayv, and I say which would be true in all cases. Okay, that's true. Chiddush is even though the Mukias is adding, even though when they originally built it, he agreed to more than four. You might think original agreement is buying. What's the ikedin of the Mishnah that Ad Arba Amis the Cheskes Shenosan, Ad Shiavi Raya Shaloi Nosan, the Dalav is Lomayla Eim Mechayv, and I say. You're not mechuyev at all. If samach like chesed echad, acher afal pishar asalav v'satikra magagol v'sakayel. There are cases where you have to pay for higher than dalim. In a case where it's samach like chesed acher, he's putting up a house and he's going to use this wall, so he's happy with the height. There, becheska shaloi nas nashevi raishen nas. So there are two dinim in the mishnah, and I got a third din. The dinim in the mishnah are that till dalim amis becheska shenasa. And that Yosef Medalat Amis Cheska Shalaynas. How do you have a case of more than Dalat Amis? So Agav, it tells you that Samach Loi Kaisel Acher, that if you put a wall there, Afa Bishalas Lov Es Hatikra, you're ready Chayiv to pay. On this middle case, on the fact that you have to pay if you put a wall next to it, Taisus says a kasha. Afa Bishalaynas Hatikra Magagol Lov Es Hakol for Taisus and Zene Henev Es Alei Chasim. You built a wall, so now I'm going to have enough from your wall. So why is that not? Because so Tais says two terutzim. Either kiva the gali daite the nichalei ba'agba chayiv. Shiddish. Tais says shitasa in Bava Kama. That once your gila daite b'makif and nikif, that you're happy with something, you have to pay for it. So why do you have to pay for it before you use it? Again, we're saying, according to Titus' first chat, that you have to pay for it because it's Goli Daite de Nicholai. We see you're happy with the wall, so you have to pay for the wall even before you use it. As soon as it becomes clear that you're Nichol with this wall, you have to pay for the wall. Why don't we wait until Itaka use it? If I'm paying off the henna, why don't I have to wait until I'm amish in the henna, and at that time I should pay for it? Why not?
It doesn't say you're paying for that now. It says you're paying because you like it.
I'm paying because I like it. So I'm not paying off the henna. I'm paying off Goli Daita de Nicholai. A gol daited nichale without mehen is already chayiv. It's interesting. The Mukhi Yosef here uses a lashon similar to the Ktzais that once it's gol daited nichale, I want the wall to be half mine. I want the wall to be half mine because I want to use the wall as part of my house. So the says I want the wall, and since the wall is on my chatzin. So my chatzah is kind of the half of the wall that I want. So maybe I'll have to pay for the wall. As soon as I show that I want the wall, I have to pay because I want the wall. It's the same thing that really that the Ktzai said. The Ktzai said that my makif in the kif. Now, as soon as I show him nichale, I'm kind of hit the wall. I'm a male after pet. Mukiyasa says the same thing here, that I'm showing I'm happy with the wall and I have to pay for the wall because I'm nichalei. Because I want to pie the wall. The Nesivis in Kufnun Zayin, so Kufnun Zayin says, in the previous Gemara, Makif and Nikif, we had a Mandi Omar, they only paid the Mekonim Bezul. What about here? Why isn't there a Yeshayim that you only paid the Mekonim Bezul? See, he says with this the Mukhiyasif. The Chiyav here is because you want the wall. You want to be kind of that half of the wall. Since you want to be kind of that part of the wall, that's why you're chayav to pay. You want to use it as part of your house. You built around it. And mainly you want to buy the wall. You want to buy a part of the wall. The first four amis he has to pay according to the rules of our Mishnah. That's the first between a bika or a chatzah. We're talking about a chatzah. Kaisa chatzah shenafa. So the dalit amis he has to pay with the rules of Mishnah and daf beis in whatever the minig hamakim is. Right? You can't pay mekonim bezul. You pay whatever min. But above that, which is not the minig hamedina, why don't you pay the mekonim bezul? Zakti the sieve is because of this mukiyasif. That the pshat in the Mishnah is you want the wall. It's going to become part of your house. You're going to lean your tikra on it. Since you want the wall and it sits on your chatz is kind and you pay for it. The Ktsais says that like in the Mukiyasif, the Taisus Kasher's answered. Taisus yes, it's that a hen of his alai chaser. So it's like the Ktsais, what do you mean that a hen of his alai chaser? The other person is going to get half the bricks. He owns half the bricks of the wall. He's paying for it. He wants the bricks to the wall. It's a nichale in owning the bricks. So there's no cash at Zenan of his loichos. He wants to purchase the wall. He wants to make the wall part of his house. Which I would learn, the Tzai says that it answers Tzai's cash. I would learn that into Tzai's first teretz. Gali daite de nichale means he's gali daite de nichale. This is what he wants. He wants this kaisel.
But without paying, he won't be able to use the wall.
See, that's the problem. That was the problem with the concise. Why don't we say he wants to use the wall, but he wants to use it for free? The assumption is, if it's in a way that most people would build a wall, that he also wants to own the wall. The type of wall that most people, you build a house, you build four walls. One wall is pre-built. So you have a benefit from it, but it's a normal thing that you would want to own the wall of your house. So the normal thing, that's the only thing with which you're kind of, your house is kind of. Girsa in Taisus. We in the Taisus. Give the call. Gaita di nichalei behoitzaa with the spent money. Does it change pshat? Is nichalei behoitzaa with the expense? Is he would be part of that expense? Okay. Tosfos says the second time. That's also called chasur. Why did the other person want pie and dalar amis? Why do you need dalar amis? How tall is the person? That's chazanish here. The Gemara says a person is gimel amis tall. Huh? So you could jump. There's a Tosfos in Erevin, Daf Mem Ches, Ches Amud Aleph. Tosfos says you need that, even though Gemara says a person's gimel amis tall. Why need a wall dalet amis? Tosfos says because he might jump. So the Pella. When we looked at first Mishnah, the Ramban is he could say I'm not going to look. You should be part of Chazabriya. I'm more than dalet amis. The truth is he's not chayav al Chazabriya. The other person can't say I want to build higher. He might jump. But a chaser that he is. Because he wants to build it higher because of that, so that he's a chaser. Here again.
What?
Well, I'm a chaser because the reason I'm building it high in Dalat Amis is because I'm afraid of your jumping. Right, because you have a right to say I'm not going to jump. Right. Yeah, sure, it's enough. Because the reason I'm building more than four is because of this chasara. It's because of this, I'm afraid of you. So you're maximum, your being here is a chasara to me. It's, yeah. But you don't have to build a wall if it sticks over. I mean, you're saying he's built a wall so the other person says, oh, you shouldn't come. If that would be the case, if he's doing it, the trees shouldn't go over. Yeah, but Gimel Amis, the truth is, push chat in the Gemara, Gimel Amis is the top of a person's head. Well, if it's bigger than my head, I can't see anyway. It's only if it's, if I jump, then there's a problem. Jump or I stand on a stool. Truth is, it's a tremendous chiddush. I would say, it's your mishagas. You're worried about Hezekiah of Amun and Dalat Amis. So you have a mishagas. It's called a chasid because of that. I don't know. Taisa says it's a chasid. This Taisa is saying again that Zenon of Zechas is even if the chasarn is not a result of the Hanar. The chasarn is not a result of the Hanar. And in Kolzeh, it's considered to be a chasid. Right, this is the side Indian of our Mishnah, which the Gemara doesn't deal with. The question of Samachlai Kaisalacher, that you have to build, that's not the main sugya that this Gemara is going to be famous for. The main sugya of the Gemara is going to be something that's a tremendous chiddush, that if someone is chayiv to pay someone else money, at least in certain cases, which we're going to define, there's an assumption he did not pay. And that assumption is enough to be Moitzi Mechaveri all over Raya. That I can be Moitzi Mamu with it. So the main subject of the Gemara is going to be the idea of Ein Adam Pareta Esmanai, which we're going to see. First, let's see the case in the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah. A wall is built. There was a wall between my backyard and your backyard. It fell down. A week later, the wall is built. You bring me to Beis Din and you say, I should pay you. I say, I paid. So Zakta Mishnah, no. The Cheska Shanasa, she Avi Raya Shaloi Nasa. So the Gemara says, Adalar Amis, is Becheska Shanasa, and she Avi Raya Shaloi Nasa. That up to Dalar Amis, it's the Chazaka that you pay, and she Avi Raya Shaloi Nasa. Why? So the Gemara is going to say, either, now, you have to understand right away before you start. You're tevei me. Why could you be tevei me more than me tevei you? It's a neighbor, there's a wall. So what does this mean? One's tevei the other, let the other be tevei him. The case that we're talking about is that one neighbor hired the contractor, wrote out the checks, gave him the money. That's your dua. We know that one of the neighbors paid all the money. The question is, was he reimbursed by the other neighbor? That's the nidan. That's the sugya. Otherwise, why could Reuven be tevei Shimon? Shimon be tevei Reuven? You know, who has any right to anything? You follow? This whole Mishnah is talking where one person definitely, positively, they are witnesses and cancel checks, whatever it is, everyone's maida, that one person paid the contractor and put up the wall and bought the bricks. The sichsuch is, was he reimbursed? So until Dalat Amis, the answer is yes. Why? So the Gemara will say two pshatim. Either, like the Mandiyama Chazakam Adam Perea Tazmana, that a person could say Tazmana I paid. Gemara says, why would you be holding Adam Perea Tazmana? So the Gemara says, a wall is different. Kol Safa V'Safa Zmana Yul. Each row is the Zman. Each row of bricks is the Zman to pay. What does that mean, each row of bricks is the Zman to pay? It's a very strange thing. But that's Lashna Gemara. It's going to come to it in the Gemara. Now, What does Rashi say? Rashi seems to argue with the Gemara. A problem. The Gemara says, why is it assumed I paid? Because it's either Otom Pareto Zmana, or because each row is the Zman. So the Achroimim are Matniya and Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, B'cheska Shenosan, he's a Rashi Avi, Hateveya Edim Shetavai, Loi Nasalai, that unless you have a raya, the person didn't pay. The kiva the chayval of l'sayayay u'mishpitzel l'chol golem. Everyone knows you have to pay for a wall. L'ayayay b'ayda mishalayay l'ayay tzayay golem v'bezn. Is it umdinah? That a person wouldn't build and pay himself. The umdinah is, I would only build it if you chip in. And therefore, I cannot say that you didn't chip in. Because we have an umdinah, you wouldn't have built it if he's not chipping in. So, Frek the Orim V'Tumim in the Shulchan Aruch, Frek the Gedulei Shmuel and his Pirush in the Mishnah, that this Rashi is not like the Gemara. The Gemara says, why is it assumed you paid? Because it's Zmanai. Because it's the time to pay, is each row of bricks is made. Today it's not that way, you don't pay every row of bricks. The Gemara says such a thing that each row of bricks is Zmanai. What's Rashi saying? That there's some sort of a chazaka that a person doesn't build. That's not the Gemara's reason. Rashi's saying a reason that's different than the Gemara. So the Orim V'Tumim says a hesber. The Orim V'Tumim is a siman ayin ches and tayin v'nitin sif katan dalid. He says that it bothered Rashi, the Gemara's teretz, that each row is this man. Doesn't each row of bricks is this man? Everyone who learns it sees a very strange thing. You think it worked that way? A contractor built one row of bricks, and he called up, he said, okay, pay me for this row. He built another row, he called up for another row. This shot in the Gemara bothered Rashi. So Rashi understood, so the Orim V'Tumim as follows. Really, there's a chazaka, no one starts to build without the other person. No one would start to build without the other person. However, sometimes, what Tzius is, people talk about doing something and talk about doing something, and it never gets started. We'll think about it, we'll worry about it, we have to choose the color, we have to choose the this. People, till they get around to things, it schleps, especially if it costs money. Zotar Matumim, the way Rashi understood is that it's normal for one person to get it started. His lashon is that kolas kashes, hard to get projects started. So one person jumps in and he starts it. Why is he started? Just to get it going, and then it'll be today from other people. Now, if you ever are involved in something and you're laying out the money for it, make sure you don't finish it, because once you finish it, it's very hard to collect the money. So Rashi is an umdina. When the Gemara says each row is its man, it doesn't mean contractors get paid after each row. It means that a person who starts things because he wants to get them started, it's an umdina. He's not going to build the whole wall. He knows it's a mishpatzel l'chol golu. Everyone knows that you have to chip in. He's only trying to nudge it along. He's trying to get it going. So Mimela, Zakhtar V'Tumim, he would build one row, maybe build a second row. But every time a row is finished, it's a haskalah. So at a certain point, if he considers one row of bricks to be haskalah, or two rows, or three rows, but at some point, he's going to say, okay, now chip in and we'll continue. Mishbetzel l'chol goli, he's not going to pay for it all himself. The Mimela Rashi is coming to say a pshat, and that which the Gemara is going to use a lashon, that every row is its man. This is the Orim V'Tumim pshat. What's nice about the pshat is it's not just that it answers Rashi, but it's a Shvera Gemara, this idea every row is its man. So it gives him a halach in a Shvera Gemara at the same time that it fixes up the Rashi. That's That's what's very geschmack about this pshat. The Kedushim was the second pshat. We can stick with this pshat because we'll come back to the pshat when we get to the Gemara of Kol, that every row is this man. Rashi, this Rashi Yachiyavi has a second chiddush. One chiddush is this Nakuda. There's a second chiddush. Yachiyavi Yateveh Eidim Shetaveh V'Lay Nasan Lay. Let's Yerushalma. Let's say I say you owe me money and you didn't pay. I say you owe me money, you didn't pay me. You say you did pay me, so you're going to win. It's after this man, you say for after him. I bring witnesses. I say I have witnesses. I came to you Monday morning after this man. I said pay me, and you said no. So the person says, yeah, I paid you Tuesday. I say, what do you mean? If you didn't pay me Monday, you told me you didn't pay me Tuesday. Does that make sense? Could you say parati? If you refuse payment once, could you say parati the next time? Logically, I would think, yeah, I didn't pay you that day, I didn't have any money. I paid you the next day, I had money. Rashi here says, a chiddush atzum. Rashi says, achiyavi raya. How do you bring a raya you didn't pay? Till he brings a raya, I was today, you didn't give me. Then, bang, you can't say parati anymore. So the Rosh, we'll see tomorrow, Mishnah, the Rosh at the end of Siman Tes, at the end of the Sugya, brings this Rashi, argues with Rashi. He's telling the Rashi in Bava Metzia, it's hard to see the smichas one to the other. So Mishnah, we'll learn that Rosh tomorrow, and then we'll get it.